Hi everyone, welcome to the Design Hack podcast. Today we have a very special guest, Krishagi Saini, and she is a firm believer that good design leads to good business. She is working as a senior experience designer at Bharti Airtel. Krishagi, over to you.
Yeah. Hi Abhay, thanks for introducing me. My name is Krishagi. And currently, as you have said, that I'm working with Bharti Airtel as a serious experience designer. And I will give you a little bit background about myself. So my entire background has been in design. I did my bachelor's from NIFT Delhi in fashion design. Post that, I had worked for a year with this fashion designer called Namrata Joshipura in Noida. After that, while I was working, I realized certain things which I will share going further. But post that, after working for a year, I appeared for NID, for particularly this course, Strategic Design Management. And I had done my master's from this course. Post that, I got into Airtel through campus placement only. And it's been more than a year that I've been working at Airtel now.
Great. So firstly, I wanted to start with a bit of a background story, like how really... What was the story that got you into design? Like, why did you choose design? What was your motivation behind it?
So I don't have a really great story. So I have always believed in life, and the principle that I basically follow is, I know that what I don't have to do in life, I might be very, I'm not really sure that what I want to do, but I'm very sure about things that I don't want to do in life. So that is always a guiding path for me, what I want to do. So when I was in class 12th, I was always interested in art, design, and exploring new things. But I was never an engineering kind of a person. And my hometown is in Kanpur, and Kanpur has IIT. So everybody in my batch was preparing for engineering. They wanted to appear for IIT. And they used to go to, there is this huge coaching hub in Kakadev where everybody, you know, every person... every student who is in class 11th or 12th will go to Kakadev. You can just hear these common names that we are going to this coaching, that coaching. I always had that in mind that I don't want to go for engineering, but I was really not sure that what I want to do. So there was, I had a best friend. We were friends since class 9th. Her dad used to work in SBI Bank. And I think at that time, forms for design exam used to come from bank. So she got one form for her and she got one form for me. So both of us had filled this NIFT form and she also wrote NIFT exam and I also appeared for this exam. She got into Bangalore, I got into Delhi. Before that, I had appeared for certain engineering exams, but I was not really keen on doing engineering. So I had dropped two toys from engineering colleges just to pursue design. But then when I explored my interest in design, then there was no turning back. Then I, after one by one, I got what I wanted to do. And somehow I had been really lucky that my parents were really understanding because I come from this town where people are not really aware about what design is. So that way my parents were really supportive and they got me into NIFT. They had paid all my fees. And I did not have to do any struggle after that. It was just like figuring out what I want to do.
I think that's where the goal starts. Like what you want to do, then you start figuring out how to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So moving forward, I really wanted to ask about your experience at NIFT and NID, like how that shaped you into the person that you are today.
NIFT was more about, so I am a fashion design student. And if you think, and if you ask anybody, a layman about a design, either they will think about graphic design or fashion design. So fashion design is one of the most popular courses in NIFT and almost all the NIFT have fashion design. So when I was pursuing fashion design, you know, a lot of my relatives used to tell me, ask me, ki, acha, humare liye kab design karogi? Humare liye ye sil do na. Matlab, ek trouser hai, ya, we want sherwani for wedding. So they used to come to me asking, ki, matlab, they used to think that we are tailors, but we were not. But when I was in college, we were always taught one thing, that going further, also we were prepared for industry. So while I was in college, our faculties used to tell us that you will never have to stitch, but you'll have to direct people. But in order to direct people, you should also have hands-on knowledge so that somebody will not fool you saying that, achha, aise hota hai, waise hota hai. If you know the nitty-gritties or the technicalities of something, you can guide or lead people. So that was one thing that I took away from NIFT, that even if you are not an expert, but you should be, you should know the depth of everything so that tomorrow, if it comes to guiding somebody else in the particular field, you can easily do that. That was one. Apart from that, there were a lot of skill-based things that I had learned from NIFT. Post that, when I started working in industry, I think a lot of things I had learned there, the professionalism, how to work, how to lead people, how to, you know, work under pressure. Though in college also we work for juries and all, but that is something different. While I was working with this designer, Namrata, fashion industry, first of all, seems to be really glamorous industry. And people think that we will design, we'll do that, this. But people don't understand that how much of hard work or effort goes behind this. You have to really work hard with the carigers, with people. Matlab, sometimes there will be times when people will just come and challenge you ki tumhe to ye bhi nahi pata hai. And you cannot fight back with them because ultimately, you know that these are the hands behind it. So when I was working with this designer, I had a lot of fights with the pattern master saying ki aap ye kyun nahi bana rahe ho, this pattern is so easy. But if this person says no means no, you cannot get work done out of them. So you should have that humility also, that how to pursue or how to get work done out of people. So that was my biggest takeaway from my job. While I was working, I also realized that the glamour industry that we see, there is a lot of hard work going there. The karigars that are working on night shifts, double night, when these fashion shows, Lakme Fashion Week, Will's Lifestyle, all of these fashion weeks arrive, we put a lot of efforts. Even there were times when I had also stayed in office till 1 o'clock at night. And then I again used to go back to office next day around 7, 8, because we knew that such was the pressure to present our design in the fashion show. So we really used to work hard. But at the same time, I also realized that, do I want this kind of life? I mean, fashion and all is good, but are we really doing something for the society? Isn't it that we are catering to people's ego by designing expensive clothes? And also, when you design one garment, it takes a lot of, you know, material in terms of resources and also manual labor. And people who have money can only afford that thing. Not everybody has this luxury of wearing designer garments. Then that led me to this realization that do I really want to design for people's ego, or do I want to design for the welfare of humans? That was one thing that was constantly in my head while I was working. Secondly, there were a lot of systems problem that I was observing while I was working with this designer. So there were very small issues, like the people, the karigars who were working for us, They used to get their own water. There was no water supply. The working environment, the conditions were such that I also felt that there are so many systems issue. And if you be into that system, you will never be able to change that system. Since I was into the system, I had experienced or seen the real-time problems that were there. Then I thought that, you know, there should be something else I can do for them. And if I get into this environment and get used to how they are functioning, then I will never be able to change the system. That also led me to pursue this course, Strategic Design Management, from NID, because NID is one of those premium colleges which is not just design related, but it has some social accountability also. NID always thinks in the favor of society. How can you contribute to society? In NIFT, also some way or the other, we were contributing to the society, but not making somebody's life easier. So that also led me to, pursue master's in strategic design management. Though I had very little idea at that point of time what this course will bring me. When I was in third year in NIFT, I was doing my internship with Shahi Exports. So there, one of my mentors told me that if you anytime want to pursue masters, that too in India, this course at NID is really good, SDM. And then at that time, I felt that, oh, I started to research about this course. And that is how I got fascinated. And after that, you know, luckily, such people came in my life. They had shown me directions. And one after the other, I got what I wanted to, where I wanted to be, actually.
That is great. So, like, how did your master's, like, strategic design, like, you did it? So, what was the before expectation? What was the reality? Like, how did it match up, and what did it got you to?
Okay, so a lot of people keep asking me what this SDM course is about, and, you know, how should we prepare for this course? So, firstly, this was, so people have this in mind that, oh, this course is about management, or we'll do some, you know, MBA kind of stuff. But this course is not about management. This, the name has, the name itself says strategic design management. But you learn a lot of other things beyond management in this course. So there were modules like understanding human behavior, understanding social behavior, service design, system design. So this course had shaped me and shaped up my thought process in different ways. Earlier, I used to think that everything that is happening around us is basically cause and effect. But it is not like that. It is systems problem, or there are systemic level things that are involved in a problem. For example, if we talk about this COVID situation, somebody might think that, oh, it is a virus, somebody spread it, and now we are facing effects of it. But it is not like that. There are certain other things, if you consider that ways in this environment, that it is not just cause and effect, but it is a systemic thing that you see. Somebody, whatever rumors are, could you hold on for a second? Sorry. So there are a lot of systemic issues related to it. Now you see political angle to it. Now you see how corporates or how normal people are affected due to COVID. So there are a lot of systemic issues that you would address. And this is the systemic understanding is what I learned from NID, that one problem cannot have one solution, and there cannot be one cause for one problem. There could be multiples. It could be, say, inefficiency of people or the surroundings or the environment that we are living in. As humans, we are not conscious about what we are doing. And there are a lot of such problems, like if you talk about climate change and all. So how do you address all of these problems? That was one thing that I learned, which I never, you know, had any idea that, oh, this is something that is not just cause and effect, but something beyond that.
Understood. So I think the main part of this particular thing I could grasp for myself is that finding the root problem is important, and problems can be more than just one.
Right.
Understood. Okay, so going forward, one thing that just in a brief I want you to answer is that a lot of people want to know, like, is it really important, or does a master's really affect your position in a design industry or something related to that?
Master's degree, say, is any day a add-on to your whatever you have done earlier. And sometimes people do masters because they can switch their fields also.
Okay.
I don't think so that master degree is the only thing that should impact your job, or in a corporate, it should be giving you better position. Because, see, there are a lot of self-taught designers also. And they learn through passion. So if you have passion and you have will to do something, irrespective of you do a degree or not, you will be able to achieve it. And in fact, I feel that people who are self-taught or people who have zeal to do something are more capable, and they learn more, they achieve more in their life. So a degree should never be a restriction. It's obviously an add-on, because you get something from people, from your, say, mentors in college in a very systematic way. So you know how to organize your life better or your thought process better. But any day, I think if you want to do something, you will do it no matter what. So a degree is not a foundation for that.
Got it. So moving forward, now you are at Bharti Airtel. I just wanted to know what kind of work you do as a senior experience designer.
So at Airtel, the title says senior experience designer, but you do a lot of things beyond that. So currently, I'm working on a product where I take care of it end to end. It is not just about designing. So when people talk about UI UX, people think that, oh, we are designing beautiful screens, but it is not that. It is beyond that. You do a lot of research. You understand requirements from your stakeholders. Sometimes in the process, you give them clarity or you gain clarity from them, and then you start designing. And designing is not about what looks good or what you are thinking at that point of time, but you have to be really free of the biases and you have to think about your user, what user wants. And since we talk about user experience design, it should just not be about user, but it should also be about business needs, because ultimately you are doing business, right? So design comes in at the intersection of user needs and business needs. So when you are able to align both of them, I think that is where, a good design lies, where you are able to make your customer happy and business is also profitable. So coming back to the question, what I do at Airtel. So as I have briefly spoken, I do research, I do basically talk to a lot of product managers, understand the requirement, then I start making wireframes, then I take their feedback, then there are multiple level of iteration that we go through, then we come to visual design. After designing visuals, we release the product or give it for development, then as a handoff, design handoff, then developers develop the product, then we do UAT testing, something is something missing, is it as per design or not, then we finally do the release. And the cycle doesn't just end there. After the release, the real game starts when users are actually using it. And then you identify the problems that, oh, I was thinking this, but it was actually not this. It was that which was missing. So here, another next level things start in a product where you start to think that now what can be done? How should we solve this use case? The particular user is facing this problem. Will business be profitable? Will business, is it really a business need also? So we have to, we constantly juggle between user needs and what business needs are.
Understood. My going forward, you believe in good design is good business. So I wanted to ask, how do you think design is an integral part of a business?
See, when if I talk about where I'm working currently at Airtel, we lie in product domain. So product constitutes of design, product managers, developers, analytics team, so on and so forth. So I would say that if people are clear that what they want, so design is just a intermediator, or design is how, it can deliver results. Though everybody is equal part or supporting equally in this process, but I would not say that design is overpowering, but design is integral part of any business. Because if you consider design, if you, okay, I will answer this other way around. If you think that design is not there in something that you are designing, then how will your product look like? Just think about it that way. Then you will realize how important design is. And therefore, a lot of companies are, saying that we want to be digital first, or we want to keep our digital experiences, keeping user in mind that what they want. So this is how I assume that design is very important to any business. And it is not just restricted to UI, but it is also about how you are designing experience or making immersive experience for the users, which is giving profit to business also.
Understood. So I think that's why design is, and I understood that fact because a lot of times, like I'm still a budding designer, but I think a lot of times when I also design, I think as a user, and when I think as a user, I understand if something, if this particular design wasn't there or this thing wasn't there just like it is, it might impact my decision. So I think
Right.
that's why design is important. Apart from design, I got to know that you are into post crossing. So can what do you want to explain, like, what is it and how did you got into it?
Post crossing is one of the topics that I would love to talk about. So when I was in college, one of my seniors, he was part or the member of this community called Post Crossing. And on 10th of October every year, it is World Post Day. So we had hosted an exhibition where we had made entire college write the postcards. So we had conducted this exhibition. We have where we had got free postcards, and everybody was writing it to their relatives, friends. I think this event took place just before Diwali. So we encouraged a lot of folks to write postcards to their friends and family. Also, to revive this tradition, since we are in this digital age and everybody is doing WhatsApp or texting, we have a lot of digital mediums, but the essence of physical medium, we are still losing it out. So the Post Crossing is a platform. You guys can go and check it out. It is postcrossing.com. You guys can register it there. They will generate addresses for you, and you can send postcards across the world from that platform. So I had also sent a lot of postcards. If you see this background behind me, this is also the, these are the postcards that I have received from all over the world, and I also keep sending postcards. So the concept is not that you will send one-to-one, like we cannot have one-to-one conversation. Say if I send postcard to, if I'm person A, I'm sending postcard to B. So I will receive postcard from some C person. So that is, if you want to keep your conversations going, you can again send this person a postcard because you now get their address, but you receive postcards from all over the world. And apart from that, I keep sending a lot of postcards from to a lot of my friends, family, colleagues. And also after this, after I started this initiative, Post Crossing people have given. So I had written certain articles about it. When pandemic started, I had written this article that how Post Crossing was a medium where you can revive human touch, or people are craving for connections at this point of time. So in this situation, I had also gone through all my postcards like 10 times at least in this pandemic, where I was like, oh shit, we used to share such great memories and now we are not able to send cards. Though the postal services are still working, I send postcards, but I think in this time of pandemic, it is too tough to, send and receive postcards. But I think it is a great way where you can make connection, know people from all over the world, share your culture, and it's interesting.
Yep, it is definitely interesting, and I would recommend everyone to just have a look around, and if they want, they can do the same as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are almost at the end of the podcast. So one of the things that I really ask with each and every one who comes on this podcast is that, what is the 2 cents of advice, or what is the 2 pieces of advice do you want to give to the audience who is listening or viewing this right now, as a budding designer?
I also consider myself to be budding designer only because design is a ever evolving field, and you cannot have it all at once. Because as you see somebody else's work or as you see something new, you would also want to learn what this technology is or what this person is trying to say or how what is the psychology behind it. So first, you should always have this hunger to grow and to learn. That, oh, this is something new, I want to explore. What is this? So being genuinely curious is one. You should always have some hunger to learn. And you should be self-aware. And to be self-aware, you should always keep on reflecting that, oh, today I did this. Could it be done in some different way? And you should keep introspecting. Like I do that a lot. I have my daily journal that I maintain. Sometimes I write something that is very fascinating that happened in the day, or it could be simply like writing about gratitude you feel about something. And given that we all are in this situation of pandemic, we daily feel that, oh, we are with our families and we have enough, like we have jobs, so we are, blessed enough. So it could be as simple as counting your blessings also. So there are different ways that you can introspect, but the idea is, as a designer, you should always be self-aware. And self-awareness helps a lot. Apart from that, I think you should be authentic. You should not fake things, or you should not be like, "Arre mujhe to pata hai," ya, "I know it all." You should always be keen to learn, open to experiences. I think this is all what I feel will make all of us a good designer, whosoever is listening to this podcast, and just not designer, but a good human being also.
Agreed. I think the last point about authenticity is very important, because a lot of time we kind of suppress others' decisions or thoughts, or others, I would say, what they want, so that we can make something that we think is the best. As a designer, I have felt this a lot of times, that it really impacts the product or decision that I'm trying to make.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a really great podcast. I'm really, really thankful for having you over here. Any last words or any last thank you that you want to give to the audience?
Yeah, I would like to thank you, first of all, for reaching me out, though I was very late in replying. But I think it is a great initiative that you are taking. I think when I also hear to people, like in podcast or in videos, I think that even if I am able to take this one thing as a takeaway and it changes my life or transforms something in my day-to-day routine, I think it is a big deal. So, Sane, I expect that even if people are listening to it, not listening to it, people are listening some bit of it, but even if it changes their life, I think there can be nothing better than this. So keep sharing. Podcast is just a medium. I think in our day-to-day lives also, we can do this to people around us. We can just go to people, talk, understand what they are thinking, understand their mental model, and help whosoever is around us. So we should not really wait for a platform, but we can do it anyways. Let's inculcate this in our daily habits also.
Fully agreed. So whosoever is watching, if you want to share this podcast, you can share this podcast. And as Krishaki said, sharing is caring. You guys can, whatever you learn from this particular one, you can share with your friends, family, and whoever you want to share it with. Thank you so much for listening and watching wherever you are. If you want to connect to Krishaki, her socials will be linked down below. And see you in the next one.